Thank you, Justin, and good morning, everybody. Regional team duels taking place around the state last night inside Cedar Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. It was Independence beating Dyke New Hartford 56-18 in their first duel to advance on to the final facing the West Delaware Hawks. The Mustangs got off to a great start, but the Hawks were able to battle back, and for the sixth year in a row, they qualified for the state dual team tournament. Jamie Vasky has the details.
We started at 220 pounds. The Hawks jumped out to a 6-0 lead as Grant Northburg defeated Jackson Krogman 7-0. Heavyweight, it was Cam Guther with a 3-1 decision over Corver Hupke. That put the Hawks up 6-0. Independence got a forfeit at 106 pounds as Adam Fish for the Mustangs tied it with a forfeit. 113, Braden Mowry pinning Cameron Kramer in 1 minute 53 seconds, giving the Hawks a 12-6 lead. At 120, Carson Less with a 4-3 decision over Tanner Wilson gave the Hawks a 15-6 lead. At 126, it was Cale Whelan for the Mustangs with a fall in 234 over Jack Biesing. 132, it was Caden Kramer with a 6-4 decision over Ryan Hilby. 138, it was Tyler Whelan with a 5-0 win over Carson Turnus. That put the Mustangs up 18-15. 145, it was Carl with a fall in 55 seconds over Blake Mather. That gave the Mustangs a 24-15 lead over the Hawks, and then the Hawks serendipitously came back after that and won the remaining matches in the duel. 152, it was Brent Yankovic with a 10-2 major decision over Christopher Meyer. 160, it was Logan Payton with a fall in 2 minutes and 40 seconds over Luke Johnson. 170, Garrison Gillihan, a fall in 320 over Talon Conrad. At 182, it was Jaron Funky with a 10-1 major decision over Aaron Tanai. And at 195, Will Ward finished it off with a fall in 157 over Landon Duffy, making the final team score 41-24. In the dual meet, the Hawks had 22 takedowns. Independence with 5. Hawks had 2 major decisions, 0 for the Mustangs. No tech falls by either teams. The Hawks had 4 pins. Independence with 2, and the Hawks won 9 matches. The Mustangs won 5 in a dual meet that lasted 1 hour and 21 minutes.
Hawks veteran coach Jeff Foss talked with Jamie in the post-meet coverage about the mindset coming into last night and how they'll proceed from here.
First time we wrestled them, there were a lot of hard-fought matches, and we won pretty near all of them. I was glad when I saw Independence coming here for that regional duel, because I just knew that we had to bring our best effort. That's what we got to do this weekend as well. So I think it was a great tune-up for us. There's obviously things we'll get better at, but real proud of the guys' effort. They definitely deserve to be where they're at, and now we'll just go to Coralville and see what we can do.
Coach Voss shared his thoughts on the new format of the postseason and commented on what he's looking forward to.
I was for whatever they decided, and when we wrestled the day before, that's what we trained for. And now we're, you know, it's our first time doing it, so we'll obviously learn some things this trip. But yeah, it is a team thing, and all the kids will stay together, and we'll get better the next couple days, and we'll go down there, and we have a Zoom meeting where they'll actually seed the 8 teams that are in the state duels. And Coralville is only an hour and 15 minutes away. I love that arena. I've been to a couple wrestling events there, and there's not a bad seat in the house. You know, it holds about 5,500 people, and it's time to pack that place, and it'll be an awesome atmosphere for these kids.
Our coverage of the state dual team tournament will begin around 9 a.m. on Saturday morning with Jamie Vasky and Roger Reed live from the Extreme Arena in Coralville. One other coverage area team was in action last night on the mat. That was the Western Dubuque Bobcats. They traveled up to Waverly to take on Cedar Rapids Prairie as they fell to the Prairie Hawks 42-24. The Tri-Rivers Conference has announced that they will make up the wrestling tournament that was postponed because of weather last weekend down at Midland High School in Wyoming next Monday, February 6th, starting at 4 o'clock. In high school basketball from last night, WAMAC East Division doubleheader, girl-boy style down in Solon, as the West Delaware Hawks falling to the Spartans in the girls' contest. Second-ranked Solon got by WD 58-49. In the boys' game, after a real nice start by the Hawks, leading by as much as 10 in that first quarter, Solon came storming back, made plenty of shots the rest of the way, and tamed down the Hawks' offense as they won 50-38. In other girls' play from last night, Independence was thumped by Decorah on the road 71-23. In the Tri-Rivers Conference, a milestone victory for East Buchanan head coach Nathan Reck, win number 100 in his coaching career last night at home in in Winthrop as the Lady Buccaneers took down the Wildcats of Central City 88-57. In the River Valley Conference, Beckman was beaten at home in Dyersville on senior night by Bellevue 51-36. It was Cascade all over Anamosa 63-21, and Monticello got past Maquoketa at home 39-34. And in the MVC, Western Dubuque at home in Epworth, beaten by 13th-ranked Iowa City West 62-53. Back on the boys' side of things, East Buchanan suffered a 5-point loss to Central City 76-71. Edco got by Starmont 52-44. In the RVC, Monticello got past Maquoketa 81-68. Preston Reese led the way with 37 points. Tate Peterson chipped in with 23. It was Beckman 7 points better than Bellevue 55-48, and Cascade handled Anamosa 69-38. Postseason high school basketball will officially start next Thursday with Class 1A girls play. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union releasing the pairings for Class 1A, 2A, and 3A yesterday late afternoon. In Class 1A, number 3, North Lynn will get a bye until Tuesday the 14th. They'll take on the winner of Iowa Valley and Belle Plaine. In Class 1A, region number 6, it's Maquoketa Valley hosting Central City on Thursday the 9th. That winner will take on the winner of Turkey Valley and West Central. The same night, Edco will welcome in Lansing Key. That winner will travel to Central Elkader on the 14th. In Class 2A, Region 5, Cascade gets a first-round bye as they'll welcome in the winner of Clayton Ridge and Starmont, who will open up play on Saturday the 11th. Beckman won't play until the 14th as they will travel up to Monona to take on MFL Marmac. In Class 2A, Region 1, East Buchanan will get the winner of Lisbon and West Branch. That'll be on the 14th after those two teams play on the 11th. In Class 3A, Region 3, Anamosa gets to host a top 5 team in Benton Community on Saturday the 11th. And in Class 3A, Region 7, it's Monticello hosting New Hampton on the 11th. Pairings for girls Class 4A and 5A teams will be released next Wednesday the 8th. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Wednesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.